the high drama in the Donegal International Rally continues on a Fannett Head. We're going to go straight to the modified rally where there was two Donegal men battling it out, Kevin Gallagher and Declan Gallagher. But unfortunately for the Knock Alaman in the Darien, Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore's event has come to an end. They have stopped in Fannett due to mechanical issues. So it's handed the lead in the modified section to Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy in that Toyota Starlet rear wheel drive. At the head of the field, Callum Devine continues to lead by almost 40 seconds. Marion Evans in the impressive Yaris has set a fastest time in Fannett. Matt Edwards, despite hitting a wall in Atlantic Drive, has come off Fannett and he is still in the rally. And Donegal's David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan, who are chasing down a podium position, well, they're really on the rack, so they are. They had an off towards the end of Fannett. They slipped off the road slightly. Lucky for them, they were able to pull it back on the road. There's a bit of damage to the front right of the car, but they got it to the end of the stage and they haven't lost as much time as they thought. They're still sitting about 6 or 7 seconds off a podium position with three stages to go. So time to take a breath. That's been all happening over the opening three stages. Cahan McCourt this morning and Garton went off. Then we had Matt Edwards hitting the wall in Atlantic Drive, and now Kevin Gallagher's event, as he was chasing three modified titles in a row, has come to an end on Fannett. Let's look at the times for Special Stage 17. As I said, the fastest man in there, Marion Evans and Jerry Conway, 10 minutes 26.1. A very impressive time there for Marion Evans. And when we talk about having that slide off, David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan, we said it didn't make much of a difference. They were still 10 minutes 28.0, just under 2 seconds off the fastest time, despite slipping off the road and taking a bit of damage, but they managed to pull it back on the road again. A super, super Donegal International Rally by the Donegal crew, who are sitting in fourth position overall. Some of the other selected times: the rally leader Callum Devine, 10 minutes 30.9. Matt Edwards is lumping that Ford Fiesta towards the end. He, of course, will probably be thinking about championship points at this stage. 10 minutes 39.2. So he was the guts of 13 seconds slower than the quickest time in Fannett. Josh Moffat, 10 minutes 30.9. Declan Boyle, 10 minutes 41.9. Gary Jennings, just slightly slower, 10:42.9. And Michael Boyle with a respectable time of 10 minutes and 36 seconds. Declan Gallagher now leads the modified section in that start at 10 minutes 47.5. And if we look just further on down the list, the closest two-wheel drive car to him was Gary McPhillips. McPhillips, 11 minutes and 6 seconds. Almost 20 seconds slower than Gallagher in there in Fannett. He must have had an issue. It is, of course, a mammoth stage, Fannett. There's the guts of 20 kilometres to be tackled. It's the longest stage of the rally, and it's certainly throwing up some drama here in the early stages of the afternoon. So, overall, as we go to service, back at Kiltoy and Letterkenny, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in the Skoda RS Fabia R2 lead by 37.5 seconds from Marion Evans and Jer Conway. Matt Edwards and David Moynan, a further 15 back in third in the Fiesta. David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan in the Polo are fourth, but they're only 6.9 off the pace of Edwards. Can Kelly catch Edwards now in the final look to take a podium? Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in the Citroen, fifth overall, another 2.7 adrift off Kelly. And then we have Declan Boyle over a minute back in sixth position. Gary Jennings is in seventh with Rory Kennedy on board. Michael Boyle wraps up the top eight. Dermot McCafferty, of course, is calling the notes there. Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy are ninth, and the top ten has been wrapped up by Stuart Darcy and JJ Kremen. Let's get some reaction now from the competitors that come off the stage here of Fannett. I have been speaking with Declan Gallagher, David Kelly, but first up, the rally leader, Callum Devine.
Callum, it's the end of the loop on the final day. There's three more to go. Is it all about you just managing this car now to the end?
Yeah, sort of is, Oisin. Not too easy either as well, because look, the pace is fast. Look, once you slip out of that focus point, you know, where you need to be in the game, you know, you wouldn't realise that you could just drop 10 or more anytime. So look, try to get back to service now, reset, refocus, and just start them stages again.
Just coming off Fannett. Listen, David, you had an off there, a bit of damage to the car. What happened?
We just slid wide, to be honest. Probably just trying a bit too hard, maybe, you know. But we got away with a couple of things before. Maybe I should have pulled back a bit. But no, we're happy enough. Don't think it cost us much time, but just kind of put us off. We had to kind of drive the last couple of corners, maybe a bit careful.
Listen, you're still in the hunt for this podium.
Oh, we are. We'll keep trying.
Good man, David. Declan, at the end of Fannett, Kevin stopped them there. You're now the modified leader. Listen, what's the feeling like now?
Look at Oisin going in there, which is, we're going to have to give it to it. Like, you know, there's no other option. And Kevin pushed us hard in the first. We pushed hard in the first two stages, and Kevin cleaned us. Like, so we had nothing to lose when he gave it our all in there. So, but look at, I feel sorry for Kevin. If that's the way at the end, you know, there's a good chance we wouldn't have beat him if he had stayed going. Like,
well, listen, there's still three big stages to come here. Game management's now in play here, Declan, to get this car home.
Aye, just howl ahead now for a while.
Okay, good luck.
That was Declan Geller speaking to me coming off the stage, and as I speak, Kevin Geller in the Darien is just leaving Fannett. Andrew Nesbitt's alongside me. Andrew, I suppose Kevin was explaining to you what happened in there in Fannett.
It was just a simple little wire broke going to the coil, and just the car stopped, and it took him a number of minutes to work it out, but now he's over lateness and that's him out of the rally. Hard lines to me. He's had a great rally all weekend, and I feel sorry for him. And the navigator also. They're gutted.
Yeah, they're gutted, obviously gutted, but the other side of this is rallying. This is the sport. Donegal's a marathon. Things like this happen when you're attacking the guts of over 200 kilometres competitively.
Well, it's like that, but you know what? The car's not damaged. Everybody's safe home, so he's there for another day. There we go.
It's now advantage Callum Devine big time here.
It is, but it's only 37 seconds in the lead. Anything can happen. And there's five guys in the top there all ready for... They're all looking for second place and or first. So, you know, Callum has to drive a very wise rally now. In fact, he has to back off a little. And that's going to be very difficult to do with only 37 seconds in the lead.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything can still happen here in the Donegal International Rally. We'll just look outside the top 10 and take a look at some of the other drivers who are still going. Joseph McGonigal in the Citroën is 11th. Paul Bard, in the Citroën's 12th. Gary McPhillips in the Escort 13th. Aaron McLaughlin in the Polo still going 14th. David Moffat in the Starlet 15th. Connor Harvey in the Escort is 16th. Desi Keenan in an Escort 17th. Scotland's David Bogey 18th overall in another Escort. Frank Kelly and his daughter Lauren are 19th. And then Connor Curley and Nigel Fraser inside the top 20. That would be a queer 50th birthday present for Connor Curley, so it would this weekend, a top 20 finish. It's all Escorts there, if I look at it from 16 the whole way back to 20, and that's what's happening outside of the top 10. Another guy that I'm just going to dip in to look to see how he's faring out is young Ryan McHugh and Declan Boyle, two young Donegal men. They're sitting in 26th position overall, and they are battling it out in that RC4 category, and they currently have an advantage. If I look down at the times and I can do my maths correct, 27, 36 seconds it is back to Kyle McBride in that category. McBride's down in 30th. Ryan McHugh is in 26th. McHugh in the Fiesta R4. Kyle McBride in the Peugeot R4. There's over 30 seconds separating those two. And of course, there is three stages to come, and anything can happen in that battle, as Evans has a slender advantage over Matt Edwards in third position. But Donegal's David Kelly isn't too far behind. He is on the limit with Dino Sullivan. They're looking for a podium. They're looking to be the first Donegal crew home. He's been setting fastest times on this event, and I think the whole county at this stage is behind David Kelly and Dino Sullivan to get that podium position. That will be a fantastic finish to the event. And in the modifieds, Declan Geller is now the leader. Highly disappointed for Kevin Geller and Ryan Muir, but this is the sport that they're in. Mechanical issues has put them out of the Donegal Rally. They're all going into service. Chris Ashmore's there for Highland Radio Sport. We've got lots of reaction available for you now, on air and indeed online over the next hour or so. I'm going to hightail it here out of Fannett and head to the end of Garton again. That's the first of the three last stages in the 2024 Walden Recycling Donegal International Rally. There's still lots to play for. There's still a long way to go. There's big stages to come, and anything can happen on this event. And as it's served up so far on the final day, there has already been high drama, and we're expecting more to come later in the afternoon.